Okay, this is so close. Above the Okay, this is Perek Vav and Hilchos Avadim. And now we're going to get into more halachas of freeing servants. Halacha Aleph, Kosa Get Shechor La'Avdo. So a person writes a contract, a bill of release, so to speak, for their servant, and the Zichalo Bo Ayde Acher, and he gives it to somebody else on behalf of the servant. V'amar Zacha Begetzel Poni Abdi, and he says, take control of this bill, and this is for my servant. Yatzal Acher is a servant plus free. Apishal Get Liyado, even though the document has not gotten to his hand. As you saw in the previous parak, a person can benefit to something even if it's outside of his presence. But if he says, no, give this get to my slave, then he can't retract. At the same time, however, this servant does not go free actually get the other until the get gets into his hands. That's why if someone says, give this get to my servant, Mason, he dies, you shouldn't give it to him after the master passes away. Halacha base. Now, Kosa Vishtar, Asisi Ploni Avdi Ben Chorin. Let's say a person composes a document that says, I made my servant so and so, this person free, or Nasa Ploni Avdi Ben Chorin, or my servant was made free, or Harehu Ben Chorin, or he is free. Harehu Yatzal Acheres. That counts and lets him go free. Kosa Vishtar, Asidu Ben Chorin, but he writes in the contract, I'm going to make him go free. Well, Yatzal Acheres. That's not good enough, and he doesn't go free. Omer, the master says, Asisi Ploni Avdi Ben Chorin. He says that I released my servant, but who omer? But the servant says, "Lo asani." He says, "No, he didn't release me." Choshen Then we suspect that maybe the servant was released through somebody else. Amar kasafti. What do you call it? The master says, "Kasafti get shechor." I wrote a get shechor, nasati lo, and I gave it to the servant. Lo amar lo kasaf. He says, "No, you didn't give it. You didn't write it. Lo nasan. You give it to me." Hodas bal din kmei. So as we know, the statement of one person is considered to be the equivalent of 100 witnesses, raise Evan Achi Harano Bifnenu. And therefore he's considered a servant until he is freed in the presence of witnesses. Halacha Dal. Now Misha Tziva B'Shas Misaso. Let's say a person says right at the time he's about to die, Plonis Shivchasi Ali Shtabduba Yorshi. He says, My maidservant, my inheritor should not what do you call it? She should not be subjugated to my inheritors. Shivcha kishahaisa, so she's still considered a maidservant. Thus, the Yosha, but the inheritors can't make her work for them. Because you must fulfill the wishes of the person who passed away. And so too, if the dying man says asula korasurach, he says make her something, make the what do you call it, my maidservant happy. Kofin as a Yoshin, so we force what do you call it, the inheritors to do this. They don't make a work for her. Elam lacha she wrote about only with malacha that she wants to do. Tziva Amar shechurah. Let's say he commanded them to free her. Then kofin is yoshan l'shacharasa. Then we force the inheritors to actually free her. Okay, lachay nash pshisha dram shabbat shechur yavadim legitay nashim. So the Rambam is now going to go into a comparison here between a bill that releases a servant as well as a divorce document. They seem to be similar. V'shar dvarim harin kishar kol hashtaros. In other areas, they are like all other contracts. V'ilan hashisha. So these are six things that he mentions above. Psulim bar kol shel akum. They don't work if they're prepared by non-Jewish lawyers, for instance, or courts. Ksherim be'ed ba'ad akum, but they do work be'ed akum if there's one non-Jewish witness. But you can see well the shame of atzmo. It must be written for the sake of the servant being freed. Mechubar. They can't be written on something that is attached to the ground. Ben chosim. The witnesses must sign in the presence of each other. Echad gitenashem v'echad shechuri. Whether it is a get for a woman for divorce or freeing a servant, shoving the molochel maybe. So the same halachas about bringing these documents from one place to another apply. So ketzad, right? So what does this mean? So kol hashtaros ha'olim ba'arkav shel akum ksherim b'chol tanaim, right? So contracts in general that are written by non-Jewish lawyers, for instance, are what do you call it? Are good as long as she'anu b'varim hilchos avah, as long as they fit the halachas and Rambam's going to describe it hilchos avah. Chutz migid yanashim yishchur yavadim, except for divorce documents and a get shechur that's going to free a servant. Right, so any illegal document that is signed by one witness who is a kusi, who's not really sort of like half Jewish, puzzle. Why? Except for divorce documents and that which frees a servant. they work with one Jewish witness, Veidecha Kusi, right? And one Kusi, as long as Hushia Kusi Chaver, as long as a Kusi is someone that he knows. The Zman is today, Shakusim Ka'akum, that we treat a Kusi like a non-Jew, the Holy Ram and all Halacha Gerios, on the Maid of Mahan, let's Dukin. We treat them like the Tzdukin. Shat Tzdukin is Manazek, Kamo Kusi, Boso Zman. So the Tzdukin are like Kusi of the previous time. Shagazra Lam, Shiyu Ka'akum, Holy Ram, that we treat them like non-Jews. The Gerisha Hu Omer, okay, now when it comes to a divorce document, he says, V'kasav La Lishma, and it says, and he should write it to her name, V'get Shekhar Hu Omer, O Chofsha, it says over there, for her sake. Lo Nasan La. So it doesn't work until he gives it to her for written to for her name. The Gerisha Homer Rakastav Nasan, Ramishan Mukhusar, Al Nasina, right? So when it comes to divorce document, he has to write it and give it, which will come learn out that means that it has to be written on something that is only missing that which is not given yet. And this obviously excludes Yasa Kosa Mukhubar, that includes something writing something that's attached. Vakar cuts it and he cuts it off. Shimbuchusa Ktitza, because it's lacking something, it's lacking being what do you call it, separated out. Given. We get Shechur Omer, when it comes to the document that frees a servant, Lo Yem B'chusha Nesina, the only thing missing is giving them. Echa Giti Nashem Shechur Oreh, Vadem Wadet Loreh, it is the divorce documents or that which frees the servants. Enon Chos Men Edeim, this witness is Masane El Zeb V'nei Zeb, V'gvar B'yana Tam Adar V'ilchos Gerushin. We've already explained this in Halachas of Divorce. Halacha Zayin, excuse me. V'keitza Shavim, and how they like, Moloch maybe, and in coming and bringing it here and there. Shemeh V'get Shechur Be'arch Yisrael, because if someone brings a get for a servant in Eretz Yisrael, Ain't Zerach Lomer B'Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta, doesn't have to say it was signed and written in front of me. B'chot Starat V'Avar, outside of Eretz Yisrael, Im Eidim Etzoyin L'Kaimo, if witnesses are not found to back it up, V'Amar Shaliach B'Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta, and the Shaliach says, the messenger says it was signed and written in front of me. Zeu Kimo, that's good enough. V'Imba Adon V'Ira, now if the master comes along and protests, V'Akrakach, Im Ashkichim, but we don't listen to him. K'moshu V'Yarno B'Gitin Hashem, just like by a get by a woman. Kashem Shisha Atzma via Gita, just like a woman brings her own get, Venetsuha Lakaimo, and she doesn't have to validate it. Ho va get Yotsumitachas Yoda, right? As long as the get is in her possession. Kacha Evish Ashtar Shechor, Yotsumitachas Yoda, Venetsuha Lakaimo. Same law applies to the servant when he has a document that releases him. He doesn't need to authenticate it. Kashem Shisha Maris Vifani Nechta Vifani Nechtam, just like the woman has to say, it was written and signed in my presence. Im hisna Allah aleha, when it was stipulated that she does so, k'mosh mi'adav b'makomo, kacha eved shehi beget, so too a servant who brings his bill of release, v'amar b'fanei nachtam, he says it was written and signed in front of me, neman also derech, he's believed in saying this, v'ein tzarach kiyam, and he doesn't require any further validation. V'ani l'chachas, kol ha'kasha l'havi get isha, kasha l'havi get eved. Anyone who's allowed to go ahead and acceptable to bring a divorce document is acceptable to bring a document to release a servant. V'evin mekabla get l'chavero, mi'ad rabo, shel chavero. And a slave can, a servant can receive the get from his friend. The servant can receive the get for another servant, all right, through that master. Avalomiyad rabo shemakavlo, but not from his own master, for the other servant. Hakos shtar eris on the shivchaso. If a person writes an engagement start contract for his maidservant, afish amalots ibo lacheros, even if he said, you can get your freedom with this document, but you scotch bo, right, and become consecrated because of it. Im lashon zeh lashon shechor, this does not mean that she goes free. Ve'ena mekudeshes, right, she's not married, ve'lo b'shecharis, nor is she free. That is Perek Vav, and we'll continue with Perek Zayin next time.